Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Anita, it's Dave. Dinner, dessert, go Dutch, Dave? Sorry about last night. I had no idea my ex-girlfriend would sit in on our date or about your tree nut allergy. Anyways, pre-EpiPen, you said this date reminded you of your favorite show. The one you recorded on your Contour DVR from Cox with like 1,000 hours of show space? That's so many dates. We could literally watch everything together. Speaking of, wanna go out again? Ex-soulmate and allergic reaction aside, I'd say we had a pretty good time. I won't make you pay. Again. Sorry, my psychic's on the other line. Call you back.
Store all your shows with Contour from Cox. Get a Cox bundle with HBO from just $99.99 a month and add Contour Record 6 DVR service for 1,000 hours of DVR storage. And $229.16 for new residential customers with 2-year agreement includes new subscription to Cox Contour TV, Internet Preferred, and Phone Essentials for 12 months. Rate increases by $30 a month for year 2. Early termination fees may apply. DVR service extra. Excludes equipment, install taxes, surcharge, including $3 a month broadcast surcharge and other fees. Storage claim based on standard def programming. Capacity varies with mix of HD and standard def recordings. Other restrictions may apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was left. Cause the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report, As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in our presence in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The Death of a Superpower. Now, before I go into that, I want to say I'm grateful for all of the comments, all of the emails, whether they're positive or negative. Thank you all for taking the time to write. I tell you, as always, when you write, make sure that you address me in the first paragraph so that I'll take the time out to try to read the entire thing. I have hundreds, sometimes thousands of emails to go through. And my voice has not gotten better lately because I haven't given it a chance to rest. I'm constantly on the go, constantly answering phone calls, talking to people, everything like that. And I'm just one man. I'm going to have to give myself a chance to rest a little bit, okay? But all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The show today, The Death of a Superpower. We're looking at the collapse of America in every way possible. You know, I was criticized by speaking about the economic fall of America and not paying too much of the military part of America. Well, these two are interconnected, and it's amazing that I'm getting criticized for that because when I was focusing on what was going on in the Middle East and Africa and Asia, I got criticized for that, and I was trying to show them the component of that towards the economic side. So no matter what you do, you can't please everyone. But what I'm trying to say to you is this: there's a connection there, and without one, you have no other. Without the economic part, America cannot bribe people. She cannot threaten to use military means because military means you have to finance these things. Every operation costs money. Every display of power costs money. Every endeavor that you go into costs money. When you want to encircle your creditors, that costs money. When you want to fly your B-2 bombers over the Korean Peninsula in a provocative manner, that costs money. In Afghanistan, there was a report that America was forced to pay $400 per gallon of gas for her Humvees and tanks. That costs billions. You understand? And if you are insolvent and the monetary scheme that you set up, you see all of the host bodies pulling away because they no longer want the leech or the parasite or the vampire to suck their economic and their resources away from them. Then that leads up to another war, a war because America is trying to name, dollar supremacy, a war because America and the West are trying to maintain their colonial position politically and their influence geopolitically. And the more people rise up against this, the more nations, the less options that the empire has to impose a rule economically over the people, which implodes her military power, which also implodes her influence, political or geopolitical power, globally. These things are so interconnected, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that America will fall when she no longer has the financial resources to push her military. All right? Is she bankrupt? According to all of the scholars, according to all of the money market men, the investors, the pundits, the prognosticators, they're saying that America has acquired an on-book debt of $20 trillion. Now, we're not going to even talk about the hundreds of trillions in unfunded liabilities. We're not going to talk about the quadrillions in derivatives. We're not going to talk about the hundreds of trillions and bank reserves that are not talked about. We're just going to talk about $20 trillion. In her stated budget, America tells us that her GDP is $14 trillion. But we've seen over the years a contraction of revenues and taxes, a contraction of revenues and production, right? So we can easily take this $14 trillion and reduce it by $4 trillion. But, of course, they're not going to do that because America wants to say that she has a better GDP than China. But we'll do this just for mathematical purposes. Her real economy, roughly $10 trillion. She has a debt of $20 trillion. She is insolvent. If you do not believe this, you have a debt like such, and then go apply for a home loan. Go apply for a car loan. Go apply for any kind of loan, and they'll tell you that your debt obligation far exceeds your take-home pay. Therefore, it is a high risk. So we will not grant you the loan because we cannot see how you can pay this back. Well, if America is accumulating trillions of dollars of debt per year, yet her economy is not ballooning, what does this tell us? Each year passes, she becomes more and more entrapped in the hole that she keeps digging, right? So it bears weight to what we're saying. We're watching the death of a superpower. Allah is magnificent in the way that he's doing these things, and he's doing it by degrees. And then he's bringing America and the Western world's greed and corruption right back on a platter for them to eat, because this is what got them in the position that they were in. The greed, the insatiable desire to conquer all, to fudge the books, to live luxuriously at the expense of everybody else. And now, as thou hast done, it is being done unto thee, you know, the economic part, and we talk about the political part also. You see, the woman from Europe, from Brussels, crying on stage, following cue from Obama a few months ago when he cried before the television audience. Isn't it amazing that when bombs go off in their places, they cry? But what about the million people that were killed in Iraq? In the millions displaced. What about the hundreds of thousands that were killed in Libya and the country being reduced to rubble and confusion? And what about the hundreds and even thousands of black people that they slaughter in America and across Europe every year and justified regardless to the police being captured on audio or video or what have you? No tears are shed for that. This is a time, and brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm talking to you about. time where they will be paid back for what they've done. Now, was that a false flag operation? Well, it's up to you to decide. Have you noticed that the more in debt that Europe and America becomes, the more they talk about a terror threat, the more they keep finding terror plots, and the more terror operations go on to get your mind off the impending default of all of these nations? Hmm? And why Miss Foreign Secretary of the EU is crying about what happened in Europe? Why is she crying about the EU, the European Union, having troops in Mali right now carrying out military operations in an African nation? Now, what's surprising about this, it's under the banner of EU. But the EU has no military. But we can see that the EU nations are member states of the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization, which is NATO. So that means that America and Europe are carrying out terror operations all across Africa, and you're hearing nothing about it, killing thousands of people. This costs money. And they're doing this to try to cement their rule over Africa. They're doing this to try to steal off the resources and remain as a power over the legitimate governments and the legitimate aspirations of the African nations. This costs money. Where are you getting your money from? The same nations you're robbing. Where are you getting your loans from? The same nations you're provoking the war. The African nations give you money. China gives you money. Russia gives you money. Brazil gives you money. Argentina, even though she's in a bankrupt situation, she buys your bonds. So the same people that you're destabilizing to try to submit your rules, you actually have to go right around the table and beg for them to buy your worthless treasuries. The madness in the policies of the people in charge of America and Europe is astonishing. But they believe that this madness can go on in perpetuity. But it can't. And they're reaching a point of no return. Well, they've reached that point of no return. And now they must face the fate that has been dealt to them by the mouth of God through his prophets. I want you to pay close attention. I'm going to play Mr. Rob Kirby. I play some of his clips. Listen to what he's saying. Sometimes you can't make out what he's saying. And if you don't, I'll try to explain it to you afterwards. So this is a 1 minute and some 2 minute clip. Pay close attention to what he's talking about. And in this clip, he's going to talk about the predicament of the Fed, right? The Fed is the lender of money to America. It is a separate entity from the American government, but it is also in cahoots with the U.S. Treasury. And they both have a monetary scheme to keep the dollar the number one currency, but the scheme is not working anymore. And he says something in some of these clips that China and Russia and other nations have sold off trillions of dollars in assets, and the Western media is ignoring this. And this is why you're seeing so many things going on economically in America. But I'm just going to play one of the clips right now, and we'll address this stuff after this clip, okay? I hope they let it play.
Pleasure to be with you, Greg.
Fed statement. I got to tell you that at one point I was watching CNBC and Rick Santelli, and he had, I don't know, in the windows, the box that they have, Steve Liesman, who is a huge Fed apologist, for anybody that doesn't know, huge, he just loves the Fed. And Santelli just, he said, what did she say? Do you know what she said? And even Liesman said, I don't know what she said. He didn't understand what she said. What in the heck did it, was the Fed chairman, well, why did they not raise rates? I know you have a different take on this deal. Why did they not raise rates this time? Is it simply because the economy is bad?
Well, the economy is bad, yes, Greg, but the economy has been bad all along. And the token rate raise that we got in December certainly wasn't because the economy was exhibiting any strength. The token rate raise we did get laid the groundwork for the Fed to conduct open market operations called reverses, where they inject reserves or collateral back into the system. And the reason that the reserves of collateral had to be injected back into the system is because foreigners were selling U.S. government securities, and an arm of the U.S. Treasury, a very secretive arm that we've talked about many times, called the Exchange Stabilization Fund, they were buying these securities with off-book dollars. And when they buy these securities with off-book dollars, the securities then go into off-book accounts, and they're not available to be recirculated in the system because they're required as collateral in the interest rate swap mechanism, which is used to keep rates, long-term rates, low. So this was a complete distraction and a complete ruse when the Fed raised rates in December. And it was only so that they could re-inject more collateral back into the system to support ongoing interest rate manipulation. Funny how the word manipulation keeps coming up. And I stated when they did it that it would be a one-and-done thing because they had no business raising rates in the first place because the economy was not exhibiting enough strength to warrant any rate raises whatsoever. And there won't be any more interest rate raises because the economy continues to roll over and doctored economic data cannot make the sick pig that the global economy really is look any better. It doesn't matter how much lipstick you put on a dying pig. It's still a dying pig.
See, and this man here, Rob Kirby, he was into derivatives long before they were ever known to the outside world. He was into this type of trade, and he's telling you the situation of the American economy and the situation of the global economy led by the American dollar. And you see the corruption in the system and how America is trying to manipulate things to keep ourselves afloat by using off-book dollars, things that she got illegally through dope peddling and all of this stuff, and putting it off-book, and then buying her own treasuries back as nations dump her dollar. This can only go on for so long because you have to have records of these things. Brothers and sisters, Muhammad told us these things. And the trouble that America is facing now is a trouble that she brought on herself. The corruption of the system is systemic. People say, rid yourself of the system. No, no, no. Not only must the system be rid, must we rid ourselves of the system, we got to rid ourselves of the people who made the system. Because if you remove the system and you leave the people who built and who had prospered from the system in the position that they're trying to be in, then they will just rebuild that which was removed because they benefited from it. So both of them have to go, right? Common sense. And if these people are able to preposition their wealth and preposition their power and influence into another phase, then there's no need for a judgment. Because the judgment comes to give justice to those whom justice is due and to right all wrongs. And if the wrong people never get righted, there's no need for a judgment. So what we're watching is, in real time, the judgment of America and the judgment of the Western or white world and how they are now being plagued with all types of things, economically and politically, one calamity right after the other, because they would not do justice when they had the opportunity to. And the time for that, for them to do right, is over. And they must now receive that which they put out on others. I hope you're listening closely to what I'm saying. Now, why? Let me go to Our Savior Has Arrived. All right. I believe it's in Our Savior Has Arrived. Chapter 34. It is in Our Savior Has Arrived. The chapter is called Days of the Son of Man, Confusion of Nations. And in this, he's talking about on the And he says, as to the days of the Son of Man, I would rather say they refer to years rather than days consisting of 24 hours. Because some of us, when we hear days, we start thinking about days in a week, and we're not astute to theology. So we have to break this down first. So when you hear somebody saying days, they have a matter of days. They're talking about weeks and months and years sometimes. But listen to what he says. And this is the heart of what I'm trying to say to you. Because some of us, we don't believe this. The Holy Quran also refers to it as the days of Allah. Why? Why does it say, why is it talking about this time here, this tribulation? You remember that out in the Bible it says that before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord, I'll send you Elijah. Well, we hear Mark Father, we hear Gerald Celente, we hear Rob Kirby, we hear all of Peter Schiff, all of them talking about that it's never been in time like this before. And the economic situation is so dire that something of the greatest magnitude is underway. And if the economic scholars and scientists of the world knows this, what we're trying to do is make you to understand that something is taking place, but it's taking place because there's a God on the scene who will not be denied. Listen to what he says. The Holy Quran also refers to it as the days of Allah. This means years, as it takes years to remove a whole world and bring in a new one. So you're seeing the evidence of that. When they took, they robbed the money of his silver bag in 65 and 66. They took the world off the gold and silver standard in 71. They removed that Glass-Steagall Act about 10 or 15 years ago under Clinton. And now you're seeing the ramification of the decaying system as it starts to eat itself from within. Muhammad says, this means years, as it takes years to remove a whole world and bring in a new one. There is so much that has to, that must be done. Now, what has to be done? Because remember, you have two gods on the scene, and both are fighting to push over to the people their perception and their way of rule. And their will. You have a God of evil, one which belongs to the old world. And you have a God of truth and righteousness, which is coming in to remove that God which is in opposition to his power and his will and his authority. So Muhammad says, there is so much that has to be done. People have to be convinced that he is justified to remove the world of sin, for the world of sin has ruled the people for 6,000 years. There are so many people who are sold to the idea of wicked world rulers. Now, when this white man throw a $100 million contract at you, of course you don't want to leave this world. You don't want it to stop. When you become worth $800 million, you don't want this world to stop. If you make it out of the ghetto, you want it to continue. Because you think that you are a beneficiary of the corrupt system. But the majority of the people are longing for change. They're being convinced that a change must take place. Look at the violence in the world. Look at the violence in America. Look at the great divide in the people, whether they have different religion or the same religion. Something is being done to cause a great separation. The people are being convinced that God is justified in the removal of such an unjust world and an unjust atmosphere. And this convincing is leading to the death of a superpower. Right? Because America is the strongest and was once the wealthiest and the most influential nation of the white world. She is the pillar of white or Western domination. And this is why Russia is so leery in confronting America, even though we know that Allah raised Russia up to contend with America. She's leery and militarily confront America, because she knows when they do go head on it, this is the end of them as a power of a whole. You understand? Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand. So, with all of the provocations that you see America doing, the sanctioning of Russia, and at the same time, asking Russia for favor. The sanctioning of Russia, and at the same time, begging Russia to buy her treasuries. Russia goes right along with you saying, what is going on with Russia? She should do X, Y, and Z. Allah has their minds. And it is he who is orchestrating this great symphony of destruction of white power. We're looking at the death of a superpower. And I want you to understand that. So, Muhammad says so many people have to be convinced. If you are a beneficiary of something, you don't want it destroyed. So what God does, he removes all the crutches, all of the things that you held close to you. He removes them. And then you get a chance to see the world as it is, when it's unjust, when it's unequal, when it's racist as hell, when it's predatory, parasitic. And when you and your family start to suffer, you start calling out to a God to deliver you. But as long as you are in government, or as long as you're in a position of reaping some of the benefits of the corruption of this world, you don't want it to go. But God has set in motion things that will force you to see the world as it is. We're watching the death of a superpower. So Muhammad goes further, and we're going to go into another clip in a minute. So Muhammad goes further and says, the days of the Son of Man represent the days or years that he will be judging the world and punishing the world for her evil. So no longer can America and Europe go and just overrun nations and not have a blowback effect. Now they're not only feeling blowback effect militarily, where they go and overthrow governments, and then they have to go back in there and go back in there, which is a strain militarily and a strain emotionally and mentally on the people who are forced to serve in those war zones. But it is also a strain on the budget and the unity of the nation, because you have people saying, well, we could put those dollars to work at home. We need to bring the troops home, and that could save America billions. You don't get it, do you? America doesn't have billions to save. And the only thing that's keeping it going is war. War and more war. But at the same time, this war and more war is emptying out her coffers. Her treasuries are laid bare. The same as Babylon, the same as ancient Egypt, the same as Rome. He goes further and says this. The Son of Man is gathering, teaching, and training his people right in the midst of this wicked world. So you're not going to get out of this, not like you think. You have to be brought, you got to see this stuff. You got to experience it. Lest the people say they wouldn't have believed if you had to let them go through hell too. They would have been disbelievers. So God allows the people that he has chosen to be his people to taste a little of the hell too, to purify them of those impurities and remove those, the dross of the old world, so that they can be found worthy to be the pillars of a new world. He goes further and he says, his people have gotten experience in the wicked world, and he teaches them now how to avoid the wicked world and his teachings, and yet live in his midst. Uh-oh. What's that mean? That means the knowledge that is being provided to you is to make you an island amongst yourself in the midst of this madness, to gird your loins and strengthen your heart, because this thing will be brutal as it comes down. And as you endure in the dross of this world is purified from you, you are made worthy, and you are shining jewel in the eyesight of God. We're watching the death of a superpower. You didn't know that, did you? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we think we know, and we really don't. And sometimes it's good to just listen. Let's go a little further. Muhammad goes further, and he says this. They're living in the midst of the evil world, and yet avoiding it proves their worthiness, since they have gotten experience living in the evil world, and now they turn to righteousness while they are still in the midst of the evil world. See? You're going to have to go through this. You're going to have to face the fire. And you won't have no excuses, because you have been taught the teachings, and you have been warned with the greatest of warnings by the greatest of the warners and messengers of God. Then Muhammad says, then if these are brought out of the evil world, these people are the people that he said he saved out of the fire. Isn't that something? So we're on the brink of the fire. Everything is smoldering and smoking. There's a smoldering and smoking atmosphere in geopolitics. We see the embers of war and the winds which are blowing hard on them within America and within Europe, as thou hast done to others, so shall it be done unto thee. And we are in the midst of all of that, brothers and sisters. And no amount of manipulation, as Mr. Rob Kirby says, can stop this. As a matter of fact, let us go to the dictionary so that you can understand what Mr. Kirby is talking about when he said manipulation. The word manipulate, manipulated, manipulation, or manipulating, to treat or operate with or is or as if with the hands or by mechanical means, especially in a skillful manner, to manage or utilize skillfully, to control or play upon by artful, unfair, or insidious means, especially to one's own advantage. Isn't that something? To change by artful or unfair means so as to serve one's own purpose. So we know that America's wicked. We know she's deceitful. We know she's insidious and she's unfair. And she's showing you just how she is through her black book keeping to try to stay afloat in a time that God is bringing her low. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to be able to see these things and recognize them for what they are. That's a beautiful thing, especially in a time of complete spiritual darkness, which is reigning across the world. Mr. Kirby says that this thing is serious. And let me go to a clip, because I want you to hear him. Pay close attention, this is 5 minutes, and he's talking about the U.S. economy. It's manipulation, and then we can see the desperation in all of the things that he's talking about. Listen closely. I guess Blog Talk don't want that to play. Now, you see, brothers and sisters, this is what we have to deal with. I guess we were hitting them a little bit too hard. It's all good. It's all good. We're still going to talk on this. But they're in trouble. The nations are selling out of the gold. I mean, selling out of the treasuries. You don't hear this. This should be on CNBC, Bloomberg, and all of the other financial newspapers and TV shows. They're not talking to you about how the nations are dumping billions per month. And Mr. Kirby said in one of his, he said, you just wait to 10 or 12 more start doing what these other nations are doing. Then game is over. So you see a slow grind towards the collapse of the dollar. You see a slow grind towards the collapse of American economic primacy. You see a slow grind toward America becoming less than a third world nation. We're looking at it in real time. And you act like you don't see it. They don't have any gold anymore. There was a discussion yesterday on one of the news, and I think I did an article on it. You can go to the Irons 1555 blog and read it, about Germany's gold. And Germany is asking for a gold again from America. And America does not want to give Germany her gold. America doesn't have the gold to give Germany. The only reason she was able to give Germany a little money to sham it is when she went into Ukraine and stole the gold. The only reason she was able to pay Venezuela and other nations is because she unlawfully and unjustly overthrew and killed Muammar Gaddafi and stole the billions that they had in gold and silver. This is how she kept the sham going. But she's running out of options. And the West in itself has transferred most, if not all, of the major gold holdings from the West to the East. And Muhammad says that the rise of the East will mean the fall of the West. Well, they're rising militarily, they're rising politically, they're rising, economically. So what does that mean? We're looking at the fall of the Western world. We're looking at it in real time. Listen to this.
You work in the tonnage area. What's going on behind the scenes where people say, get me 5 tons of gold or 10 tons of gold or whatever? What's going on behind the scenes in the tonnage area?
Well, in the physical tonnage area, I can tell you supplies are tight. But in the paper tonnage area, as in if your GLD, the ETF, the biggest ETF for gold, which they claim is all backed by physical, they seem to be able to add 150 tons in a matter of weeks anytime they want to. But 150 tons of paper... I don't really believe there's 150 tons of physical to be had in the open market.
For the entire world.
Maybe a little bit different if you're dealing with sovereigns or people who claim to have it, who can sort of write a check for it in one go. But I mean, I question America's sovereign gold reserve because there's been no proper audit done on it since 1953, and I question other sovereigns. Germany claims to have a very, very vast amount of tonnage of gold as well, but an awful lot of German gold is held in custody in America by the Fed. And when Germans asked for their gold back, they were told they can't have it. So you got to question whether the Germans really have the gold that they claim, because America's holding a bunch of it for them, but they're not allowed to audit it or see it or have it. And you have to question, how much gold the Italians have, because they're alleged to be another huge gold holder, but we all know that, we all should know, because the information is available in the public domain, that Mr. Draghi, as finance minister of Italy, pulled some fast and furious moves with the Italian sovereign gold reserve back in the late 90s, prior to Italy's inclusion in the euro under the Maastricht Treaty. So, the sovereigns who claim to have gold, you got to question just how much of it they really, really do have, and whether the stocks are what are they're purported to be.
Now, before we go into the next clip, he's talking about Fort Knox not having any gold. And we know that the London Gold Exchange is manipulating stuff, and they don't, because that is the center of gold transfer and gold markets, the London Exchange, in concert with the New York Exchange. Now, Fort Knox has no gold. What Muhammad said in the 60s, he says the gold, talking about America's gold, that gold has been gone so long that they don't know what it looks like. And what did Mr. Kirby go back to? He said it hadn't been an audit since the 50s, right? They won't even allow you to go in there. There was and I put videos up in the article also. You can go look at it, brothers and sisters. When I was talking about the gold in Germany and America, which proves it. There was a few years ago, there was a dust-up. There was rumors that China was manipulating gold by selling tungsten gold. But in reality, China had denied it. And then China had presented proof that it was American Britain that was doing it. And that's how they were settling their gold trade with other nations. What they were doing was taking tungsten, which has the same density and weight and look as gold, and they were laying it in gold out of casing, and then they were putting it on pallets and shipping it as payment for outstanding gold. And then other nations came up, and they started checking their gold. And see, China broke the mold, because China was one of the first nations to check it. They just didn't want to hear what America said. They drilled through the gold, and one of the drill bits got broken. And they said, what is this? And they found out that America and England and filling all national debts with tungsten instead of real gold. This would have been a whopper back then, but the Western media pushed it up under the rug. You understand? What, see the manipulation? Do you see the lies? Muhammad says that gold had been gone so long they don't know what it looked like. And we're seeing the proof and the evidence of what Elijah Muhammad spoke about when you could not fathom what he was saying in the 50s and the 60s. But everything that he's saying is panning out today. And you must come to understand and acknowledge that if he had foreknowledge of all of these things, and he was an unlearned man in school, then some type of powerful God had to give him this divine wisdom and foresight. Right? Now, the corruption that they had is affecting America and the entire Western world. Because America is the head, and all of the other nations of Europe and Australia, they're the body. They follow what the head does. And they must do this to keep the system going. So if we go to Message to the Black Man, as Kirby was talking, I was looking at Message to the Black Man, and I opened up to page 288. And on page 288, there's a chapter called Rise and Fall of the Christian West. Now, when he talks about the rise and the fall of the Christian West, he starts specifically speaking about America. Why? Because America's the head. And as America goes, so too goes the Western world. So he says this. Now, look at the title, Rise and Fall of the Christian West. And in this, he talks about the situation that is now affecting America. He says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has the law been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America while few have noticed it. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. Stop right there for a minute. When America unhinged her currency from silver and gold, she enjoyed bustling economic times. But this also was a death sentence for later down, because what they start doing is charging their debt to future generations. And this can only go on for so long. So by degrees, God had undermined their position economically and strategically, because all of this is blowback from then. He goes and he says this. The Holy Quran says he brings powerful nations to a knock. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, not yesterday, but today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What foundation? Her economic foundation has been removed. She has no more gold. She has no more silver. She only prints dollars. She's only exporting dollars and movies and weapons. And the people no longer want the dollars. They no longer want the movies. They no longer want the weapons, because Russia and China are offering them another way. The foundation of America has been removed. And you're looking at it. The death of a superpower. Isn't there something? And America and her Fed, they're doing everything they can to try to hold on. But it is too late. There's nothing that they can do that will stop what God has set in motion. And we're looking at a desperate Fed and a dying economy. Listen to what they have to say. If they allow it to play. Ha! Blog Talk said no. We're not going to play this one. Okay, it's all right. We'll go to the next one. Let's look at this. The trouble mark is ahead.
Do you think the suppression game, it's already kind of ended for LIBOR. That's pretty much been known to be rigged. And the Forex market, which I can't imagine if they rigged Forex, they had to rig gold and silver. But you're saying the suppression game for gold and silver is about to come to a screeching halt in the next, what, month, 2 months? What's the time frame?
I'm not even necessarily saying it comes to a screeching halt, but what I'm saying, Greg, is that the irrefutable revelations that it has occurred and has been occurring is going to create a torrent of buying of physical metal. And as the tinfoil hat wearing people that I've been affiliated with for so many years, the Bill Murphys and the Chris Powells of the world at GATA, have long maintained that physical or the price manipulation in precious metals would be defeated by demand for physical precious metal toppling the repressive price manipulation in the paper markets. And I think we are now finally at a point where it's very likely we're going to see just that. And the people who called the GATA people tinfoil hat wearers for many years are ultimately going to be the sad sack looking clowns. And the there's many in the mainstream press that are gonna have to put their polka dot suits on and suck it up, because you know what, these tinfoil hat wearing guys at GATA have been right all along, and they're going to be proven to be right in spades in the very near future.
Well, you know, one more thing, because I have a lot of respect for GATA. They came out with data. They came out with studies. They didn't just say we think it's manipulated. They had lots of data, lots of studies, lots of information to prove their case. Everybody went, you're nutty. Here's a little, let's fold you a little, hat, put it on your head. But so they and now the metal's going to hit the road, so to speak. The rubber's going to hit the road where the buying torrent, you're saying, is going to overwhelm the markets, overwhelm the manipulation.
The buying of physical metal will overwhelm the manipulation, yes.
Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about the investors, the nations, and the average people who are buying silver and gold. That will overwhelm the manipulation of America and Europe, and especially America and England, because they have little to no gold or silver to give out. And sooner or later, it's going to come to a head. This is because Allah had confused them and had allowed them to undermine their own economies and their own currencies by robbing it of the value which once backed it. And now, when they're exposed to be the emperor has no clothes, what do you think will happen when they run out of gold and silver? Do you think the nations will want the dollar? Do you think that America will be able to finance her military operations? Do you believe that she will still be able to overthrow governments and continue to destabilize governments and rule Africa under AFRICOM? The economic component is so important to bring her to her knees. That's why he said that he brings powerful nations to a knock. And when it is discovered, see, they discovered it now, but it's too late to turn back time. So now they're trying to fight for everything by provoking China, provoking Russia, provoking this nation, trying to overthrow that nation, trying to stop the BRICS. You know they're undermining Brazil. They undermined Argentina, which was a co-member outside associate of the BRICS nation. They're trying to undermine India in the World Trade Organization. They are waging economic and political and military war against China, their largest creditor. And they're trying to sanction and bring to a halt Russia's economic rise and dominance. They're after the BRIC nations because they know that more and more people are joining on to the BRIC nations that has gold and silver. And when they do this thing, when BRIC goes full-blown, and America is exposed in the money markets and in the metal markets, boom goes the dynamite. That's the end of the dollar. That's the end of American power and wealth and influence. And that is the end of the American military juggernaut globally. We're watching in slow motion the death of a superpower. Muhammad says he brings powerful nations to a knock. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. They enjoyed the boom time. They enjoyed being able to, I'm going to get a $600 billion military budget. I'm going to fund this and do that and bribe this and give financial aid over here to this country and that. They were inebriated off of the thought of being able to fund their account deficit in perpetuity because they had the world reserve currency. but now it's being challenged. And the cancer has metastasized. It's no longer one nation trying to challenge it. It's dozens of nations rising up and using their own currencies in exchange. So Muhammad goes the first. We're going to read this again. Listen to what he said. Today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked. You heard that? Cannot be checked. For the foundation has been removed. It has been removed. The foundation of a power. After World War II, America had all the gold. She had all of the nations depositing their gold in her nation. But when the world went up to gold and silver standard, as Muhammad teaches us in the fall of America, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. He didn't just say America. He said England and America. Why? Because the London gold trade preceded the New York gold trade, and they both work in conjunction to try to prop up the dollar because the pound is anchored to the dollar. You understand? And when one goes, the other goes. If you do not believe that we're living in the fall of America, I want to just read a couple headlines to you, then we'll go back to a clip. Brothers and sisters, if we go over time, would you please give me a few minutes with you, okay? A few headlines. Here's one headline. We'll work till you die. Millions of older workers forced to delay retirement. Listen to this headline. New study says entire regions of America will remain in slump until the 2020s. Isn't that something? It says, here's another headline. Atlantic City goes bankrupt, will shut down for 3 weeks. Isn't that something? Listen to this. Here's another headline. Student loan defaults hit $121 billion. 40% of all borrowers not making payments. Does that sound like a recovery? Let's go a little further. Recession sign is in play and has 100% accuracy that there will be a depression. Does that sound like a recovery? Now, it says another financial institution joins the rebellion, stockpiles cash and gold as they see trouble ahead. Does that sound like a recovery? Do you see one after another? These things are taking place, and we're seeing the fall of America. You can't run from this truth. You might not like it, but you can't hide from it. You can't run from it, because the truth is the dollar is really dying, and they can do nothing about it.
In the very near future.
You're an expert. I don't know if people know this, but I've said this before, but I'll say you're an expert. Expert on a pioneer in derivatives. You know all about derivatives. Could this be just a bigger picture when you say muddy the waters? It's not just a gold and silver deal. It's the collateral, the bonds. Hey, we're using these bonds as collateral, and if the collateral's no good, then you're going to have to find another collateral, right? And isn't that where gold and silver come in? I mean, aren't these bonds going to be massively depreciated at the very least, if not destroyed?
Well, listen, Greg, if you look at it from 30,000 feet, the rise of precious metals is really nothing but an expression of the failure of fiat money. And the lead dog in the fiat money race is the US dollar. And we are watching fiat money fail in front of our eyes. And this is what has given rise. You see, it's the poor stewardship of the world's reserve currency on the part of American financial elites, which has led to this overwhelming demand for physical precious metal, because the whole world's cotton onto the game that the guys managing the world's reserve currency have done such a poor job, and they've printed way too much money, and they've issued way too many bonds, and they know that effectively America is insolvent. And, this is why countries have been trying to, or countries that are wise, like the Chinese and like the Russians, have been trying to diversify their foreign reserve holdings out of U.S. government securities and U.S. dollars and into precious metal, because they know that if they hold on to their dollars and their U.S. government securities long enough, they're going to turn to tapioca. And that is coming, and I can't tell you the exact day it all happens, but that will come.
The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was. Is even say is? He's that was. That's past tense. Her dollar. But he was saying it at a time when America's dollar was the cream de la cream. So he foresaw something that others was not wise enough to look and see in the future. He looked down the wheel of time and recognized God's wisdom and saw it for what it was. And he tried to warn you. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness. For this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. The pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has lost everything now as a backing power for her currency, which was once bagged by gold for every $5 note up. All of her currency was bagged by silver from a dollar note up. But today, the currency of America is not bagged by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they are definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. This, listen to this good for all you hard-headed and don't understand, this is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. That's the number one fall. When we're looking at America's fall, this is the number one fall. So you got to address, you can't, in basic math, you can't skip to 20. You got to first address number one. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to show you that this thing is real. You understand? I hope you do. But let's go to this one. Give me about, let's see, 7, 8. Give me about 9 minutes more of your time, okay? I'm going to play this clip, and then I'll play one short clip. This one is a 6.5-minute clip. Please don't answer your phones. Don't click over because you know how Blog Talk Radio is. But let's go to this clip here about how the Fed is trapped in dollar manipulation.
And you think Janet Yellen is going to turn the fire hoses on? I mean, we're going to see some big bad days in stock market. Everybody's going to tell her to do something, and she is. And you're saying that that's when gold has a major liftoff.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe
overtly.
We may be seeing the thin edge of the wedge of that right now. We may or may not be. But you know what? Rest assured, it is coming, and it's coming in a very, very major way. And just to reiterate your words regarding Yellen having no choice but to, you know, add money or turn the fire hoses on, I think those are very accurate words. She's gonna literally be boxed into a corner where she has no choice but to print more money and inject a lot more.
Or the economy fail in an election year, and she's
yes.
a big Democrat. So either she'll have to print money or let the economy fail for the Democrats and make President Obama, who says the economy's strong, anybody who's saying it's not, in his quote is peddling fiction. Peddling fiction if you think the economy is bad.
Well,
you're saying that,
you know,
she'll have to protect the president and the Democrats at all costs.
With all due respect, you know, with regards to President Obama saying people are peddling fiction, it's Mr. Obama who did say if you have a business, you didn't build that. And if I recall, Mr. Obama also said with regards to his Obamacare, if you have a doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor, and
cheaper,
and your health care premiums will be going down, and so Mr. Obama, in terms of his pronouncements, doesn't really have a very good track record in being truthful or accurate himself.
But you think that that's going to be the seminal moment when they have to come out, and I don't know if they even make an announcement, they'll just start doing it, and they'll do it overt. I mean, things will get so bad where it won't be covert like with the Exchange Stabilization Fund, or maybe it'll be both, but there'll have to be an overt side to this. Hey, we're cutting interest rates and buying bonds. They're going to have to do something like what Draghi just did, right?
That's what my belief is, Greg, completely.
So it's going to be an overt. Things are going to get so bad that overtly they're going to show people they're doing something in an election.
It's going to be helicopter money on steroids, Greg.
You think it's this year?
Yes, it's coming.
Because we're close.
Belief is that it's already been occurring, but it's been occurring by stealth. As I've said to you in previous interviews. You know, it's my belief that the Exchange Stabilization Fund is effectively performing that function right now, except they've been doing it with off-book dollars, and by doing it with off-book dollars, they've been able to more or less sterilize. You see, there has undoubtedly been, and empirically and documentably been, foreign selling of U.S. government securities, and roughly $1 trillion in the last year. Well, ask yourself, Greg, who bought them? And why is it when foreigners are selling $1 trillion worth of U.S. government securities, interest rates are going down?
They're going up.
The 10-year bond, Greg, 8 or 9 months ago was at 230. Now it's at 180. So how is it with foreigners selling bonds, rates are going down? Why is the dollar strong, Greg? Dollars don't get strong when foreigners are selling them. Dollars get weaker. But you know what? Our reality is that, we're told that the dollar is strong, yet foreigners are selling it, and interest rates go down. So riddle me this. Who bought all those bonds? Do you think the U.S. investment banks bought all those bonds? Well, maybe they were part of the conduit for the ESF to buy them, because most of the global bond trade goes through, four or five big U.S. investment banks bond desk. So you see, the U.S. investment banks, like the J.P. Morgans, the Goldmans, the Citis, and the Morgan Stanleys, and the B of A's, they're all in on the game. You see, and this is why, Greg, these institutions can maintain 50 up to $75 trillion derivatives books without ever getting caught wrong-sided. Because they know the direction of U.S. Monetary policy, and I mean, if they didn't know the direction, and if they got caught offsided on any of these major interest rate moves, like these guys would be wiped out in a minute. Like think about what a 1% move in the value, or a 1% adjustment in the value on $70 trillion is.
$700 billion.
I mean, it's scary, because you look at banks. Look at banks like J.P. Morgan Chase. What's their market capitalization? What is it? $300 billion, roughly. I don't know. It's somewhere around there. And I mean, a 1% move on a $70 trillion book is $700 billion. It would wipe out their capital two times over. And that's in a bad day.
And this is the.
But they never. But Greg, you got to ask yourself, why is it they never get wrong footed?
Criminal code.
It's because they're fishing, and it's sort of like asking a fisherman who catches a fish every day without fail at 10 to 12. But, and he doesn't tell you where he goes fishing. Well, if you're fishing in a barrel with a dip net, you don't really have to be a great fisherman. Because you know where the fish are. You just have to take your dip net, and you just have to dip it in and take a fish. Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. When you got a $70 trillion derivatives book and all this crap about how derivatives books are all hedged, hedges are dynamic. And you see, and I know this from being a broker of these products. Hedges are dynamic, and the value of hedges move with markets. And in a fast market, your hedges can change value dramatically and in very short order. These guys never get caught wrong-footed. So they're either being excused from proper accounting, which is likely too, or they know the direction that everything's going before it ever goes there.
And
so what we're seeing is market manipulation, desperation from the Fed, from the government, the lies, the deceit. This goes to what Messenger Muhammad said, that the Holy Quran also refers to it as the days of Allah. This means years, as it takes years to remove a whole world and bring in a new one. There is so much that has to be done. People have to be convinced that he is justified to remove the world of sin. See? So you have to believe, you have to see these things working, you have to feel these things in your life to understand the justification of God for removing these things. And we're in the midst of this because the time of God is now. He must fulfill his promise. Some of us get impatient with God. And some of us think that God should work in our own meager thinking, our isolated thinking, or our isolated thoughts, or what we believe. Well, if I can't understand it, I don't believe it. But then if you take that frame of thought, there was a time when you were a child and you didn't understand what you know now. Should you disregard it now? The madness of the people. That's why God must remove this. And that's why he is here in person, and he is here justifiably so, to fulfill his promise, to break the stranglehold that the white slave master has over the elect of God, the so-called American Negro. This is where we are in time. This is why America, the great superpower, is in the death throes, because God is in person, and he refuses to let her go. He says, in Fall of America, the prophetic sayings of these prophets teach us that a coming showdown between the law and the slaveholders of his people, blacks of America, must come to pass. The time has arrived of this prophecy of a defender coming to defend the prey, the so-called Negro, who is held in bondage by the white slaveholder who have and are still mistreating the prey to the extent that the world is now in sympathy with the prey for justice. Now, God has to come to defend you. God has to come to liberate you. God has to come to fulfill the promise that he made to all of his prophets and apostles and messengers of old, lest we can call him a liar. Muhammad says the time has arrived for this. What does the word arrive mean? To come to or reach a place after traveling, being sent, or etc. A time of day, season, or what have you. To happen or begin. To reach a destination, to make an appearance, to be near in time, to achieve success. All of these definitions are applicable to the presence of God today. To be successful in what he spoke through the mouth of his prophets, to achieve his purpose and aims, to liberate you, to free you, and to put you on top of civilization. This is why you're watching the death of a superpower. They can manipulate all they want, but it can't go on forever. Mr. Kirby says the same thing. It can't go on forever.
Going before it ever goes there.
And the question people are asking right now is, why can't they do this, going on forever? I asked Michael Pinto this. He says, well, you can do it until your currency collapses.
Yeah, well,
why can't this go on forever? Yeah. People have that idea.
And the reason, and Michael Pinto is correct, because people lose faith in your currency, because people start to sell your government securities. Isn't that strange, Greg? Just like what China and Russia have been doing, okay? And except wait till another 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 countries join in the game, and wait till the rush for physical precious metal overwhelms the paper supply, and they can't deliver physically. Then they got a huge problem on their hands, much bigger than the one that they've had in the recent past.
Yeah. He said it can't go on forever, and then they give you a reason why it can't go on forever, because people lose faith in the monetary system. People lose faith in the dollar. People lose faith in their governments. Okay, to understand what this means and to hit back what I just read about the people have to be convinced, let's go to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Because to lose faith means what? That you've lost your belief in something or you've changed your belief in something. The word convince means to cause someone to believe that something is true, to cause someone to agree to do something. So for so long, you heard a piper piping for 40 plus years, but you weren't convinced, and you believed a certain way. But through time and circumstances, through great events, your opinion changed, and you became convinced because of the reality of the hour. You lost faith in that which you held faith in, and you moved on to thinking another line of thought. But you had to be convinced, right? This is what Elijah Muhammad is talking about. And he's showing you the depth of a superpower. Black man and black woman, I love you. Always know that Allah and his messenger love you best. With an undying love and passion for the liberation, upliftment, and redemption of 68 million of our kind here in America first and the billions around the world. We love you. Stand strong. Study. And be a living sacrifice unto God, and he will reward you tremendously. I bear that witness. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the road we take.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.